public forum, and I think before we do that, what's the gentleman's name, Roger, with the broadcast service?
That does,
Steve. Steve, are you around? Why don't you pull Steve out? We will go to public forum.
Chairman.
Yes.
I'm aware that you are asking Steve Matthew to come forward from AGP Video. Yeah. So just quickly, I just want to thank AGP Video. They're a force in our community in terms of communication and providing public affairs programming via our local cable, and we are so lucky to have this service. They are based here in the county, but they work across the state depending on issues that come up of relevance, not only to this county, but to our various economic interests, including our fishermen and our harbors and ports, and some of the marine resource efforts that are going on. They're tracking Coastal Commission meetings, and all of these are available through their website, and that's what he's going to talk about.
Could you tell us, Steve, how the public can access these broadcasts?
I can. And to start off with, Steve Matthew, AGP Video. These meetings specifically, we've been streaming for the better part of a year, actually, obviously, because of the Los Osos issue and the importance and volumes of people, we saw a need to put it out there on a broader distribution methodology. I was already live streaming and archiving for several different agencies out of the Resources Agency in Sacramento, and struck a deal with Cal EPA to utilize their backbone for the distribution. So I stream from here to Cal EPA. It handles the volume. I bring this forward because your meeting specific is, you know, how when you go to an arcade and the high game player will be listed there. In point of fact, this meeting has, through us, the highest game player rating of anything on record at the Cal EPA servers. We've had as many as 150 people hooked up at the same time to view this meeting, which caused them to have to actually raise our threshold because it started clogging.
And when you say so this meeting, do you mean our...
Your meeting.
Our board meeting?
Your board
Los
meeting.
Osos
right
meetings?
Here, Los Osos board meeting. As the top numbers getter for number of simultaneous live hits at any given at any time in history at the Cal EPA server bank. So just to let you know, I thought I'd share that with you.
When you talk about streaming, maybe you can really...
Well, streaming is a method of live distribution on demand on the Internet. Right now, the easiest way to get there is through our website, slowspan.org, any variation thereof. The formal variation is slo-span.org. But I've got all of the different combinations around it, so if you even misspell it, you'll get there. Today's meeting is the very top of the page. It's the whole upper third of the page states that this meeting is being broadcast live. You click on the icon for live, and it automatically comes up in Windows Media Player. Mm-hmm. So other agencies are actually using this as a form of teleconferencing. So, like you had a teleconference member on with yesterday's, he could have simultaneously been looking at it on the Internet, which gives a lot more depth because he can, one, see you, but also see the presentation materials that are being brought forward. And we do direct line feed all presentation materials as well as the cameras in the room. So it works real well as a duplex system, short of getting into the full teleconferencing potentialities. As far as the archives, we've got you. I juggled with that. If you go to our website, there's a number of buttons on the blue buttons on the left-hand column. Those buttons will take you directly to a master page for archiving. We now have you both under the County of San Luis Obispo and under the state buttons, which are the top two buttons. So either one you go to will get you to the page that has another set of buttons at the top, which one of them is yours. And that, so you don't have to skim through all of the other agencies, Fish and Game Commission, Ocean Protection Council, all of these other things that I do. It'll take you right to your set of meetings. And those meetings go back for, like I said, a better part of a year. They're already on archive and available on demand 24/7. We're upgrading our servers. Right now, in order for you to skip through all of the Not My Items, the slickest thing to do is download the entire file by doing a right-finger click, Save Target As. It'll put it in your My Documents. Then it's resident on your computer, and you can use the little scrub bar at the bottom of Windows Media Player and just go right to 3 hours, 2 minutes in to the item that you're looking for. As of this weekend, you should be able to do that directly from the server, because I bought a whole new server. It's a lot smarter. And it'll be, so when you click on it, it'll come up immediately, and you can scrub right from that point to your point of interest. We call them key points of interest.
If someone doesn't have a cable modem, but they have a dial-up modem,
can they
still access this information?
In point of fact, the video is a little bit chunky coming down. I push it out at 156 kilobits per second, so that's like 100 over what a dial-up would be, I mean a maximum dial-up. But for those people, we also archive an audio version, which is way down low, around 30 kilobits per second. So there's two columns on the page. One is for audio-video. The other column is for audio. They're very well labeled and marked and easy to figure out. And that is what I would recommend for the dial-up modems. Just go with the audio.
Because they're going to have a hard time accessing the video-audio combination.
Right.
Okay.
So just a service that we're providing. It's coming more into its own as the distribution methodology. The only way to handle all the different jurisdictions, even within this county, where we have actually all of the cable channels virtually that have to do with government, is to go to the internet. And the statewide stuff, it was absolutely the only way. I was on the California channel for about a year and a half, and then I inundated them with program. They had to shut down because I produced far more than they're capable of putting on the air. And that's kind of what nudged me towards the internet. It's kind of a shotgun method. In order to get the state of California, you got to hit the whole world. But it's working real well, and we're enhancing it as I speak, actually.
Yeah.
So,
thank you very much.
You bet. And we also introduced yesterday, and I hope this works well for everyone, that between PowerPoint stuff, running the video that we're putting out live to the stream up on the wall here for the folks in the house, because especially due to the nature of the way you have presentations where the presenter actually has their back to the audience, it gives an audience a chance to see what you're seeing coming from the presenters. That's one of the primary reasons.
And good.
I do think it enhances it for the in-house audience.
So, Dr. Hunter, are you watching us on the internet right now?
Actually, no. But I could.
I was actually trying. And it is still blocked, both the AGP video website and the slow span.
Okay, you may be blocked.
When you look into that, could you also check and make sure it's not blocked from Cali, PA, so that they're not having the same problem up there?
Right. No, I know it's on because between the time I talked to you and I got here, I called the outside world and everybody's looking at it and it's working just fine. So it's probably a security system situation, and I'll get with the ITs here and they can poke a hole specific so it's not a breach.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I guess we need a security system to protect us from ourselves.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, public forum. Agenda item number 8. I have one card. Do I have two cards?
No.
No, one card. Mr. Greening, we missed you last night. I called your name, and I guess you had run out.
I'm Eric Greening, public transit user, and that can be fairly uncompromising, unfortunately. although we public transit users and non-drivers are part of the solution, and certainly the runoff that comes from automobiles on roads is a very significant water quality issue. Anyway, I am Eric Greening, and I'd like to thank your office for its recent outreach to our County Health Commission and explaining to them the what your agency does and essentially how the County Health Department and Environmental Health can better work together with your agency. In that connection, I did a comment there and will mention here that the Health Commission had also recently heard from their obesity task force and learned quite alarmingly that the preschool obesity rate in the south part of San Luis Obispo County is over 40% and is double what it is, for example, in the city of San Luis Obispo. And since preschool is not a time when lifestyle factors have gone very far, it makes one wonder whether endocrine disruptors and some sort of fetal exposure, that's an area where there is a lot of interface between residential and very intensive agriculture and especially strawberry cultivation, where endocrine disruptors are used. And, of course, in the fetal environment, they can function in parts per trillion. Obviously, we don't know if that's a factor. We don't know if the exposure is through the air, through the water, through being tracked into houses. We don't know if it's something else completely. But I just alert you, this is a case where perhaps some kind of ongoing coordination needs to be built in so that you're in connection, in contact with the County Health Department regularly, just to find out the information they know and they can use the resources of your office. I would similarly encourage you to be involved with the county in relation to disaster planning. Obviously, New Orleans has taught us that water quality issues are huge in recovery from a disaster. And finally, I'd like to thank you for your response to the Bureau of Reclamation in terms of the harebrained proposal to have a selenium-tainted and who knows what else pipe into our ocean. The presentation yesterday in relation to benthic organisms and the outfall at Morro Bay Cayucas is exactly the sort of information they did not gather in their EIS on this project. And if they choose that particular alternative, they have not done the needed EIS. They do not have the needed information for a project to be adequately scrutinized. And I would just encourage your office to continue to be involved and ready to fight this thing with everything we have at our disposal. They will probably announce their chosen alternative in July. At present, it is still one of the three alternatives being considered. It's probably a close second to their first choice, but who knows? So anyway, be prepared and thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. Item number 9, perchlorate cases.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.